Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, right here close to Branson, Missouri. Beautiful time here, spring, dogwoods, redbuds, jonquils. Spring, this wonderful time when we think of the resurrection of our Lord and what we call Easter, but which started out as Passover. And in fact, today is April 14, in the midst of Passover. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But first, I want to talk to you about time. Time. Passover week is a mark of time, what we call Easter week, on God's redemptive calendar. Some years back, I took my very first trip to Australia. And there I became so cognizant of the fact of how time and the concept of it can vary right even here on earth. And in Australia, we were about a day and a half difference, or day, I don't know exactly how much it is, but in Australia, I was ahead of what time was back at home. And so from Australia, I called my grandson Jared here in the United States. This has been probably 10 years ago. And I said, Jared's getting married here the 24th of April. So that was probably when he was about, I don't know, he was about 13, 14 years old. And I said, Jared, this is Mimi, and I'm calling you from tomorrow. He said, what? I knew that he asked a million questions, that kid. And I said, yes, I'm calling you from tomorrow. And by the way, yesterday turned out all right. Don't worry about it. Everything turned out fine. And that left him with questions to ask his mother. And I think it was for me, too, thinking about time. And when I came back home on that very same trip from Australia, I left Sydney at a certain time, on a certain date. And coming back to America and to Los Angeles, you gain time, so to speak. And I landed in Australia before I left in Sydney, even though that isn't like an 11-hour trip, 11 or 12-hour trip. So a time, then I began to see that it's relative. And especially is it relative to God. In the 57th chapter of Isaiah, we find here that God, the high and lofty one, verse 15, the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. He inhabits eternity. I used to say, God knows the future better than I know the past. And I'd heard others say that. And of course, that's true. Very, very true. But God not only knows the future, he is there already. He dwells in eternity. He is in no way hampered by or limited to time. Time comes in with his dealings with man. And I really had this emphasized to me on that very trip back home from Australia. When we were coming back home, the pilot announced we have just passed the international dateline. And so you are now behind a day from where you were yesterday. So it was confusing, but it shook me a little bit. Not shook me, but it had a stress, an emphasis to it. And at that moment, the Lord spoke to me. And I don't know exactly, I can't remember. I have it written somewhere, but I didn't bring it today. But this is rather how it came to me. God invented time precisely, mathematically. He measured out a piece of eternity and called it time. He measured out a piece of eternity and called it time for his dealings with man. Each ticking second counts off time until the end of time and its usefulness to God. Had man not fallen, I don't know if we would have even had time. I don't know. Because time is very much related to God's redemption of man. And he has a God calendar for us in the Bible. When the year 2000 was coming up, and everybody was so excited about this is going to happen, and that is going to happen, and oh, we're worried about this, and prophesying this, and prophesying that, I knew that nothing would happen. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nothing. Now, I suppose it would have been possible for them to have some computer problems because of some man-made incident. But God and the calendar that we call 2009 have nothing to do with each other, because the calendar that we have is off. It was put together by a monk. The Gregorian calendar was put together by a monk, and he got off in his time calculations. And so Jesus was not born in like the year 1 or 0 or whatever you want to call it, so that we are 2,000 years from his birth at the year 2000. We know that at least he was born from 4 to 6 BC, because he had to have been born before Herod died, and Herod who called for the death of all the boy babies. And so we know when Herod died. So the calendar's off and nothing was going to happen in 2000. Why do so many people hear from God on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve? Because that's when they listen. They set themselves apart to listen from God, and they hear from God. But if you set yourself apart on April the 5th to hear from God, you will hear from God. God's always leading us, always guiding us. But men gather together on New Year's Eve. They have watch night services, and they seek the Lord. And so, of course, he tells them things that they need to know. He shows them the future. But he is not at all related to the calendar, which we keep. Now, he is related to a calendar. It's not our calendar. It's not the Christian calendar. It's not even the Jewish calendar. Now, Jews go by his calendar, but it is the Lord's calendar. It is the Lord's time. And time is very important. We are right now, when this broadcast is being given to you, we are in our first day of an eschatology school out on Prayer Mountain with 150 students. That's all we can take, really. We have 150 students, and we are going through the book of Daniel. Oh, some years back, Brother Duplessy, Justice Duplessy, who was David Duplessy's brother. In fact, 13 years ago, Justice Duplessy came down to Eagle Mountain Church. He came all the way from South Africa, and he was speaking at Eagle Mountain Church, pastored by Pastors George and Terry Pearsons, part of the Kenneth Copeland ministry. And he came there, and he was addressing their prayer meeting. He arrived late one day, and that wasn't like him. He was a gentleman from South Africa. He was David Duplessy's brother. He had to do and was a part of the early days of Pentecost and of the charismatic move. And he was a man of precise timeliness. He had to be on time. And it came time for the prayer meeting which he was to address. The people were all there. He was not there. And so they were concerned about him. And finally he came in late. And when he came in late, he was as white as a sheet. And he said, "I didn't think it could happen. I didn't think it could happen. I didn't think it was possible." And he sat down on a chair there. And Terry Pearsons was so concerned about him and couldn't really. He was rattled. And she couldn't get much out of him. She thought maybe that they'd had an accident, a car wreck on the way to the meeting. And so she went out to talk to his driver. And the driver said, "You know, he was up all night long. When he got in this car, it was filled with God. Because in the nighttime, the Lord Jesus Christ came to visit to him and talked to him all night long. He talked to him about our church. He talked to him about our being a people of destiny and of knowing that we were a people of destiny. And he talked to him about the book of Daniel." He said to the Pearsons, when he came around to himself, Justice Duplessy, when he came around to himself that morning, he began to talk about what Jesus said about the book of Daniel. He said, "It is now time for people to read the book of Daniel. Read it and study it in its depth, not just the parts that you like, not just the parts that you, the favorite stories that you have. But the book of Daniel, in its meaning, it is for this hour, and you must give it emphasis." And in the book of Daniel, notice how much they fasted and prayed. And so, we are in the book of Daniel, up at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks this week. It's too late for you to get in, but we'll talk just a little bit, I think, maybe this week and next, probably more next week, a little bit more about the book of Daniel. But I wanted to talk to you about it in relation to time. Now, we're talking about time here on the radio broadcast. And it says at the end of the book of Daniel, it says, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. So that book of Daniel was shut up until the time of the end. It was shut up until people could understand it later. Then 13 years ago, Justice Duplessis came, and Jesus visited him in the nighttime and said, it's time now for us to go through that book of Daniel and understand its meanings. It has to do with time. The Bible, the church is not an outcome of prophecy. It is not a prophecy. It was not prophesied in the Old Testament. The church is a revelation. It was revealed not in the Old Testament, not in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It was not revealed until it was revealed to the Apostle Paul. We find from the book of Galatians that it took at least 17 years, apart from the other apostles, for God to give him this revelation. Now, in the Old Testament, there is no prophecy of the church, but there is a time left for it, preserved for it, between Daniel's 69th and 70th week. And in the book of Daniel, we find it written, as he sought God for Israel, he didn't seek God for the church, didn't know a thing in the world about the church, but he sought God for his people Israel. And the Lord said in verse 24, through an angel, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness. In other words, this 70 weeks is God's dealing with Israel. And know and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And then he shall come, the Messiah shall come. So there is 69 weeks of years, and then there is the 70th week of years, one more week of years, 7 years God will deal with Jerusalem. He has left a time, the church age is between the 69th and the 70th year. So the book of Daniel that we've been told to study now has to do with the times. God wants to reveal us the times in which we are living. And so, bless the Lord, we're going to be talking about that right here on the radio broadcast. We want to invite you to be sure to plan now to be at our Autumn Assembly of Prayer, October 29th through November 2nd. And we want to invite you to be at our Awakening America Rally in Collinsville, Oklahoma, May 8, 9, and 10. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim saying shalom.